Just as there's much work ahead in Congresswoman Gifford's recovery, there's much to be done to heal the nation's political wounds. This week, Mayor Bob Walkup of Tucson had a proposal. The winter meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, Mr. Walkup urged his counterparts to sign a civility accord. It calls on mayors to, quote, strive to understand differing perspectives, end quote, choose words carefully. Mayor Walkup, who's a Republican, joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for coming in.
It's my great pleasure.
You met with President Obama.
I did.
And things were civil.
Well, for the mayor to, first of all, welcome the president to Tucson on Wednesday of last week. What an event that was for our community. It changed everything. But now here I am at the Conference of Mayors, and we kind of hatched this as a result of the president's visit to Tucson. And every mayor said, oh, sign me up. We are ready to do this. And mayors are the guys that are in front of the public all the time with the council meetings. And so it just took off. And I'm very pleased to say it was adopted, and we're now moving to the next step.
Well, give us some particulars. How would you change political rhetoric at the local level, if you could?
All of us that are in political life today are confronted with the public that sometimes are not understand exactly what we're doing or why we're doing it. And Gabby will tell you, if she were here, that it seems to have gotten worse over the last couple of years. So we said, well, let's try at the base level of the all elected officials are elected for the moment, but we're all human beings. So why don't we shape up our kind of our personal values who we are as individuals. And let's start there.
After hearing similar vows in the U.S. Congress, there was, of course, debate this week about repeal of President Obama's health care overhaul that passed last year. And I think it's safe to say the debate got a little heated. You know, words like socialist and Nazi were tossed back and forth. And it raises the question, is asking politicians to conspicuously tone down their rhetoric a little bit like asking 12-year-old boys not to make naughty jokes? It's just what they do.
But they don't have to do. And as a parent, you know, there comes a time in a parent's life when you take your son aside and said, you know, we're not using bad language in this house. You said, but Dad, you know, they say these words all the time at school. I said, not in this house. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, Dad. So I think that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to say, okay, we know, we understand the aisle. But if there was a group of people that had a chance, it'd be mayors.
Because you're so relentlessly exposed to the public.
24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And mayors traditionally are the ones that have to make judgments, not on whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. And I tell you, all you have to do is be a mayor for a little bit, and you'll understand that that's what it's all about. So it is a matter of the common good. Mm-hmm. So I think the mayors have a chance. And if the mayors start doing it, maybe we can pass it to our commissions and committees that we have in the cities, and maybe we can take that to the nonprofits and maybe the faith-based organizations, and then maybe it'll drive up to the state level and then swing over to the federal level. That's the objective.
Mr. Mayor, does Tucson have something the rest of us can learn from right now?
Well,
that you've learned?
I've learned. I could start in on the list of things that I've learned. I renewed my pride in a city, and I'm proud of. Cannot tell you how proud I am of the city. And I also, when the president said civility, mm-hmm. Come on, gang, let's be sure our priorities are right. I learned that, and I'm going to carry that, Paul.
It's for civility.
Yeah.
And, Mr. Mayor, I mean, is civility just a matter of saying of saying please and thank you after you've made a hideous observation about someone?
Of course it is. But it's also, It's also a pledge that you're not going to tolerate abusive behavior. Mm-hmm. We have city council meetings. People get up there, and if somebody has a statement on their particular position, boy, if I hear one boo in the audience, boy, I bang it down. I said, don't you do that again. Mm-hmm. You can share a position, but I do not want one single abusive remark on anybody's part. Well, when I do that, and I kind of sometimes I raise up out of the chair, nobody violates that principle. So it's like kids. We started this conversation with, yeah, son, we're not using bad language in this house.
Bob Walkup, the mayor of Tucson, thanks so much for being with us.
My great pleasure.
You're listening to NPR News.